Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
With Black Friday a week away, Cyber Monday coming soon, we are all thinking about ways to save money. But it does come down to more than just getting things on sale, doesn't it, Marianne?
That's true, Bob. Well, as you and I know too well, money management is an essential life skill. But there are a lot of things about managing your money that most people don't learn, even with a formal education. I mean, I don't remember any teacher, any class ever saying anything about money to me. Do you?
No. And that needs to happen.
No.
And I know you have dug up four savvy tips that you don't hear from the expert financial advisors, do you?
Right. There's this book called Wealth Habits, Six Ordinary Steps to Achieve Extraordinary Financial Freedom. It's by Candy Valentino. And these are just some of the highlights. But what I love about these tips is that they're not money tips necessarily only, they're also life skills. So there's four of them. So the first one is play the long game. You know, everybody's looking for a hack, a get rich scheme. I mean, look at what's happening with crypto and all these people that made so much money and then, you know, lost it all. Temporary solutions sound great, and, you know, it's really like the newest shiny object that people want, but they don't stand the test of time. And it's rare to see anybody waiting to delay gratification. But if you choose to focus on the long-term gains and, you know, delay your gratification, you can build so much more than you can imagine, because it's about the compound interest. Remember that book I read about the compound effect? Mm-hmm. That was one of the most life-changing books I ever read, because it's, you know, it's about compounding money, but, you know, what this tip is about is also compounding relationships or your skills, because time is always your best multiplier. So if you play the long game, you get so much more later, even though it seems really boring and tedious, but it works.
It's hard to be patient, isn't it?
Yes, it's hard to be patient, but invest in not just money, but invest in your friends, invest in, you know, the skills that you have, like make them better, and then start small when it comes to money. You know, like maybe cook a couple more times a week instead of eating out. That's what you and I try to do every week, by the way.
It adds up. It does.
It doesn't always work.
Well, no. We break down and go to restaurants probably more than we should, but you're right.
But even if you
pass up the $6 coffee a couple times a week, that adds up. It does.
I know. Yeah, it adds up. Okay. The next one is show up consistently. So even if you don't have any idea what to do, and even if you don't want to do it, just be there, even when the cameras and the microphones are off.
So, are you talking to me now?
Yeah, no, I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to myself, too, because a commitment to figuring it out and your dedication to being resilient plays a massive role in success. So, you know what they always say, you know, you hear this saying all the time, 80% of success in life comes from just showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do, you're also committing to things that matter most. And also you're taking advantage of opportunities that you didn't know were going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So commit to taking even little small steps forward, because just like investing, they compound into larger returns.
Is that another way of saying just don't go back to bed and put the covers over your head? Just my favorite saying, you keep on banging.
Really? Is that what you say?
That is what. Yeah. Yeah. Get your mind out of the gutter, by the way. What's tip number three?
What do people say back to you when you say that?
No, they get it. They understand. Well, you got to hear the context in which I use that line.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, you keep saying that, Bob.
Okay.
All right. So lesson number three is accept that nothing is owed to you. You know, and just face it, the world is unfair. Nobody owes you perfect parents or perfect health or life without pain and problems. And there is massive value in accepting all of this and great power in knowing that you can change your reality regardless of anything that life has thrown at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people just wallow in how unfair things are. And yeah, there are going to be a lot of things that are beyond your control, but you might find yourself in a situation where everything seems stacked against you. And then when it comes to your finances, for example, the best thing you can do is focus on what you can control and work on what you've got right now.
Mm-hmm. You can't always control how much money you're getting, but you can control how much you spend. That's one way to think
about it. Exactly. And none of this is easy, by the way. I mean, but, you know, these are just life skills that, you know, we need to instill on our kids, too. All right. And then the last lesson is learn the power of gratitude. This is so important. I mean, you hear it all the time, but even though life doesn't owe you anything, you do have to look at what you have. And having gratitude for everything you have, even when you don't have everything you want yet, it's one of the core fundamentals of success, of creating wealth and designing the life of your dreams. You know, and to be scientific here, two crucial neurotransmitters, dopamine and serotonin, are responsible for our emotions. And when you express gratitude, you release them. And right away, they enhance your mood and they make you feel good. And, you know, the brain can't process pain and gratitude at the same time, just as it can't feel entitled and grateful simultaneously. So choose the one that you want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get stuck. And you can help strengthen the feel-good neural pathways by intentionally exercising gratitude every day. I mean, I try to do that, you know, first thing in the morning before getting out of bed, last thing before going to sleep.
Yeah, they say those are the most important times.
Being grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we had this story the other day about hugging. That will release dopamine and serotonin as well. Hugging. So be ready this weekend.
You know. Okay, I'm going to get ready to hug you a lot.
Thank you.
A lot of people make the mistake of not appreciating, you know, where they are while they're on their way of getting to where they want to be. Mm-hmm. So that's what keeps people stuck. But, we'll be sure to add the hugging.
Please.
The hugging lesson at the end of this.
Mm-hmm. All right. So those are the four. Those are the four tips that you gleaned from that book, huh?
Yes. Yeah. You're never gonna feel like you have enough if you don't first focus on what you have and just be grateful for, you know, for all of it.
Got it.
So, you know, for example, like if you aren't grateful for the first $5,000 paycheck, you're on this slippery slope, because when that paycheck becomes $50,000, you're going to just instead be wishing for the $100,000 paycheck. And when it's $100,000, you're going to want it to be $1,000,000.
Right.
So enjoy the $5,000. Figure out how you're going to spend it or save it.
Yeah, focus on what you do have. That's the message.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. A lot to digest. We'll do that. And by the way, you know what all this reminds me of? We tend to say our thanks at Thanksgiving, but you know, do it every day, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I know, but just remember those two tips about, like, first thing in the morning before you get out of bed, just, you know, think about the things that you do have, like your health. Like, sometimes I just thank my body for my feet, because my feet keep me walking all day. And sometimes for my vision, like I would not be able to see things if I literally didn't have eyesight. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
It's just, it's just so important to do that.
Yeah, I'm thankful for many of your body parts. Let's talk about the recipe on Savvy Planet this week, Marianne. Or Oprah. Should I just call you Oprah after this today?
Yes, please call me Oprah.
What's the recipe?
I'll think about the many millions that I don't have yet, but I'm grateful for.
Well, the positive things and the gratitude and all that reminds me of Oprah.
Okay. So, all right. So I have a lot of gratitude for a little excursion that we had last weekend, which was dinner at RPMC Food, where I know that their specialty is seafood, and it's all delicious, you know, melt in your mouth, perfect seafood, perfect presentation and all that stuff. But I have a favorite side dish there that the first time I ate it, I had to find this and make it because I didn't think I had ever tasted anything better. It's roasted hen of the woods mushrooms. So I figured out a way to make this, and it is, if you've never even heard of this, hen of the woods mushrooms, it's like one gigantic piece of mushroom that, by the way, it is not inexpensive. It is, it's almost like buying a steak.
It's a treat.
But it is such a treat. But ever since I tasted it, I've been making it at home because it's a lot less expensive. And it's just a fantastic side dish for any Thanksgiving celebration. Super easy to make. You just roast it in the oven with like lots of garlic and olive oil. But I have the recipe on Savvy Planet.
Yeah. And to get it, just go to SavvyPlanet.com. And there's a hyphen in the middle of Savvy and Planet, S-A-V-V-Y, SavvyPlanet.com. All right. Prepare for
right.
The hugs.
And if you subscribe, you're going to get my recipe sent to you once a week. Plus, coming into Black Friday and Cyber Monday, check out the awesome deals on our site as well. Only for our listeners.
I'm thankful for you, my dear. I'll see you soon. Stand
Me
by
too.
For hugs.
Thank you.